Our next and last presenter of the session is Junho Han. He is all the way from Seoul National University, South Korea.
Good afternoon. It was very long way to come here to present my research in here. Today I also going to discuss about the isoniate. You know, it is very important and very notorious element in the world. So I'm going to discuss about the structural configuration of isoniate on nanogatite surface using the XAPS and DFT calculation. So I think this is the first experimental research identifying the tridentate complex between the isoniate and nanogatite, and it explains why isoniate is very hard to estimate their dynamic or behavior in solid. So these are my co-author Seon Lee and my professor Kim Young No, and I'm from the Soil Science Laboratory. This is our mark. Before starting the presentation, I should explain the abbreviation first in here. I mean, the mouse will be the better for me. So the brown color octahedral acid is the gatite as a model. So the red one is TB, the blue is MM, and the gray is BB. The first letter is indicate the dentation. For example, monodentate, bidentate, and tridentate. It indicate how many hands can hold the gatite of the isoniate. So the OS is the outer sphere complex by the electrostatic attraction. So you should keep in mind about this abbreviation. So let's begin. Previous speaker talk about the isoniate, but I also prepare, so I will do that again. Isoniate is the one of the notorious elements in the worldwide because of its natural abundance and worldwide use, toxicity, and the speciation upon the environmental change. And the iron hydroxide is the key soil component for retaining such oxyanions because it has high abundance element, and it also has high surface area and charged surface, and it easily transforms into another crystal structure upon the redox condition or the temperature. The structural configuration between the isoniate and the iron hydroxide is essential to understand the dynamic of the oxyanion because it determines the bioavailability and leachability in the lithosphere. Bidentate binuclear, BB, is known as a major complex until now, but recent study using the theoretical computational chemistry also identified that the tridentate complex is thermodynamically favorable. So there is still debate on the structure. So here we examine that the transition of structural configuration, we can say that the complexation by changing the pH, surface loading, and page of sample using XAPS measurement and DFT calculation. So we use load shape nanogatite purchased from the US Research Nanomaterial, and we did some physical chemical characterization, and this table summarizes the result. And this is the same image of the nanogatite, and the size is 50 times and 11 nanometer as a load shape. And we employed a lot of software to conduct the result interpretation, and we also used the X-ray absorption, also known specifically we use extended X-ray absorption pain structure in the 7dBm line of Pohang Accelerator Laboratory of South Korea. This slide is the summarize the whole the experimental and theoretical process. From the start, we mix up the nanogatite with the solution which has a sodium chloride as a background for maintaining the ionic strength, and we change the arsenate surface loading from 0 to 10 millimole, and we also change the pH to 4, 7, and 10 with the hydrochloric acid and sodium hydroxide. After that, we did the incubation for 48 hours, and the supernatant, the above solution, was measured by the ICP-OES to get the elemental concentration. And the colloidal sample in here, we use it for the TEM analysis and EXAPS analysis. For the TEM, as the TEM result, we found that no significant change in morphology and crystal structure, so that the gatite is still there without the changing the shape. So we verified it. And we did the EXAPS measurement with two different types of the page of sample loading. The first one is sedimented, and the second one is dried sample. Dried sample is very traditional method to get the EXAPS spectrum, but we use this kind of approach. And we also did the DFT calculation using Gaussian 09 software. And we employed two octahedra of ferric hydroxide with pipe configuration. And based on the DFT calculation and EXAPS result, we can get the structural configuration, and we did multiple linear regulation analysis to get the relative abundance of the complex, which is expressed as the beta coefficient. Let's move on to the result. Excuse me. My mouth is dry out. Sorry for that. This figure shows the Langmuir absorption isotherm of arsenate. The reason why I did this kind of approach is to finding the optimum range, because I wanted to the EXAPS measurement where the competition is negligible and high. So I choose this 1 millimole treatment and 10 millimole treatment. The Qmax and KL, which is the maximum surface density and Langmuir coefficient, was decreased with pH increase, which is also corresponding to the previous study about the arsenate absorption. So this pipe structural configuration is from the DFT calculation, and based on the geometry optimization, we did the PEP calculation. You know, it's kind of confusing, but we calculate the optimized structure, then we convert it to the EXAPS spectrum. So the left figure and the gray line above here is the result from the theoretical study. We did the DFT calculation, and we also did the PEP calculation. Then we can get the theoretical spectrum of the EXAPS. And we also measured the aqueous solution and sodium hydrogen arsenate powder as a background. And we employed all the spectrum with the experimental result. So so using the multiple linear regression. So the black line in here, it indicates the experimental result, and the red dotted line is the fitting result. So this is just for the sedimented sample, and we also did the dry sample, but I will explain it later. So this is the result. So I think I have 5 more minutes, so I will take slowly. So this is the result, summary of the result. With changing the pH and with changing the concentration of arsenate, we can see the transition of complex. So for example, the red one is TB, tridentate binuclear complex, and black one is bidentate binuclear, the scale one. And this one, the blue one, is monodentate mononuclear complex. So at low concentration, the tridentate and bidentate complex is dominant at low surface loading condition. However, increasing pH yields the decrease of the TB and BB complex. However, the MM complex is increased. In 10 millimole concentration, where the competition is relatively higher than this 1 millimole treatment, the monodentate complex is dominant at all pH condition and outer sphere and aqueous also. And the tridentate and BB tridentate complex is not what was very low abundance. However, the BB complex is abruptly increased at pH 7 and decreased with up to pH 10. So this is the summary of my research. So at low arsenate surface loading and pH condition, tridentate binuclear is dominant, and bidentate binuclear, BB complex, they are strong. They are thermodynamically strong, and they are abundant at the graphite surface. However, increasing the arsenate surface loading, the monodentate, mononuclear complex is dominant. However, increasing pH in the low arsenate surface loading condition yields the desorption of the arsenate because of the deprotonated site on the graphite surface. And the MM or MB, the monodentate complex, is kind of dominant. And outer sphere complex is also found. However, increasing arsenate surface loading and pH yields the increasing the monodentate complex as favorable, and outer sphere too. So this based on our observation, we can conclude that the reason why arsenate is very tricky to control their bioavailability and the leachability, because they holding the graphite with several hand at low condition. However, increasing the competition or decreasing the sorption site yield the chance to holding with several hands. They just use one or two hands to attach to the graphite surface. Thank you for your attention, and this research was supported by Basic Science Research Program. Global PhD Fellowship Program, and Brain Korea 21 Plus Program funded by Ministry of Education of the Republic of Korea. And thank you for your attention again, and I am happy to answer your any question about this matter. Thank you.
Actually, we do not have any time for questioning.
Oh.
So with this, I'll hand over to the organizer.
Oh. Okay. Maybe you can ask me later.
Well, in my concluding remarks, I would say we had great five papers and very interactive discussion. And the last speaker will be around, and you can mingle with him and talk to him in whenever you see him, or you can make a time with him. Anyway, I would like to thank you very much, all the speakers as well as all attendees for this great presentation as well as the lively discussion. And with that, I would like to adjourn this session now. Thank you.